Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 29th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. King Charles III said the importance of strong alliances in what he called a contested world during a state dinner at the White House. Hosted by President Donald Trump, the event brought together top political and cultural figures from both nations. In his address, Trump praised the U.S.-UK relationship as a friendship unlike any other, while also stressing shared concerns over Iran's nuclear ambitions. The king mixed humor with history, joking about America's past while urging unity against global challenges. Lawmakers earlier applauded his speech to Congress. The visit underscores efforts to reinforce ties at a time of rising geopolitical tension. Another news. Former FBI Director James Comey has been charged with threatening the life of President Trump over an Instagram image posted last year. The image featured seashells arranged as 8647, a phrase officials say could imply removing the 47th president. Comey denies any intent, saying he was unaware of any violent meaning and removed the post once concerns were raised. Authorities argue he should have understood the implications. Legal experts remain divided, with some calling the case weak and raising free speech concerns. The charges carry potential prison time, and the case is expected to test the boundaries between political expression and criminal threat. Around the world, Iran is expected to present a fresh proposal to the United States in the coming days as efforts to end the ongoing conflict remain stalled. Reports suggest the plan may involve reopening the Strait of Hormuz and easing tensions in stages, while delaying discussions on Iran's nuclear program. U.S. President Donald Trump has signaled reluctance, even as his administration reviews the offer. Iranian officials insist Washington must drop what they call excessive demands. Meanwhile, Pakistan has been credited for facilitating dialogue between the two sides. With both nations holding firm positions, the next proposal could determine whether talks progress or remain frozen. Another news. Ukraine has accused Israel of accepting shipments of grain it says were stolen by Russia from occupied territories. President Volodymyr Zelensky claims vessels carrying the grain have docked in Israeli ports, prompting Kiev to summon Israel's ambassador. Israeli officials deny wrongdoing, stating no evidence has been provided to support the claims. The Asians Follow report suggesting multiple shipments may have entered Israel in recent years. Ukraine estimates millions of tons of grain have been taken since the war began. The dispute highlights the complex global ripple effects of the conflict and could further complicate diplomatic relations between the two countries. Another news. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has avoided an inquiry into whether he misled Parliament over a controversial diplomatic appointment. Lawmakers voted against launching an investigation into his decision to appoint Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the United States, despite later revelations about Mandelson's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Starmer has defended himself, saying he was misled during the vetting process. Opposition leaders pushed for the probe, calling the issue serious, but the motion was defeated after his Labour Party backed him. The outcome spares Starmer from immediate political fallout, but the controversy may continue to shadow his leadership. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.